Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and gotta give you guys something. I want to go back to playing Cyberpunk, but it wouldn't be right if I didn't give you guys something. Yes, Phantom Liberty is out, and I just really started getting into the game. Absolutely incredible. If you're looking for a not... So it's got some erotic stuff, but if you're looking for an experience that isn't this... Definitely go pick that up. I think the main game is only $30, so they literally made it $30. Worth it. They fixed everything. Well, I mean, unless you play Netrunner. I guess people are pissed about that. And the enemies level with you now. Other than that, guys, I'm enjoying it, man. It feels like a city. There's all kinds of shit going on. It's just, wow. But, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started with this. Wow. Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. We can choose where to go. Shit, Megan and Zoe already went to class. I spent too much time with, come to think of it, I forgot to ask the gun girl her name. It's true. Can't go there.
Good morning, class. Please take your seats.
Bored of listening to the same lesson again, you doze off. That gun girl was pretty hot. Maybe I could have some fun with her. She told me that her club is having a meeting today after class in the bathroom. Maybe I could go see what it's all about. Sometime later. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Again.
Have you listened to a word I said?
No, not really.
What did you say?
No, I was not listening to you.
Once gotten into Helm, he never talks back to the teacher.
Get your ass in front of the blackboard.
Yeah. You stand in front of the blackboard.
If you don't know all the answers, I'm giving you an F.
And what if I will?
I highly doubt you will. First question.
Here we go again.
The molecular structure of H2SO4 belongs to which acid?
Again?
Looks like, let's see if you'll know. The sulfuric... Well, it was a 50-50 chance as an acid... impressive. Medieval, as expected. Wow, I didn't expect you to last quite. If you let constant... Correct, you actually got... I'm just surprised you knew all the answers without
even
paying
attention.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
You like chemistry. I'm really happy to hear that.
Alright. I didn't get any closer to figure out Megan's big secret. I should ask her now. Hey!
Yeah?
How should I go about this? So, how was your day?
You're acting strange. What is it?
Nothing, I just wanted to ask you.
What? I don't have all day.
I know you're hiding something, so tell me. So much for sneaking it into the conversation.
It's none of your business! What's gotten into Helm?
Just tell me.
No. Bye.
We can try this again. Ask her directly. So why exactly did you leave earlier today? And what were you and Zoe whispering about in the hallway?
How does he know about me talking to Zoe in the hallway? He wasn't even there. I told you, I had something to take care of. And how do you know I talked to Zoe? Did she tell you something?
Yeah, she told me everything.
What? How could she?
Everything.
I'm gonna kill her.
Where are you going?
To kill Zoe.
Megan storms out of the classroom. This didn't go as planned, but I did figure out that Zoe knows the secret, and that's a really big deal to Megan. You leave the classroom too. Watch out! In the corner of your eye, you notice a ball flying towards your head. And you get hit again, because you're an idiot. Sorry, bro, you came out in the hallway at a perfectly wrong time, ha ha ha. Whatever, how'd I forget about this? Damn, that's gonna leave a mark. You should work on your reflexes. Yeah, gotta go. Wait, are you... Yeah, I'm going to the party tomorrow. Awesome, see you there. See ya, bye, bye. I almost forgot, Gun Girl asked me to attend the first meeting of her cosplay club. I should head to the bathroom then.
You made it.
Sure did. Wait, where are the others?
I guess it's just you and me.
People aren't that interested in cosplay here, are they?
No, not really. But hey, you came.
I couldn't leave you hanging. I mean, I could, but I didn't. Say, I didn't notice you before. You new here?
Yeah, I moved here a couple weeks ago.
And how do you like it?
I don't know. To be completely honest, it sucks.
Why is that?
I don't really have any friends here.
Pretty girl like you? How come?
You think I'm pretty?
Yeah?
Oh.
An awkward silence fills the room, and then you start talking at the exact same time.
What was your name?
Sorry, go ahead.
Your name. What was it again?
I'm Grim, and you are?
Ellie.
Awkward silence fills the room, again.
So, is it only me, or is this conversation kinda awkward?
No, you're right, it is. Maybe because we're alone in the bathroom and I told you that you're pretty.
Sorry, I'm bad at taking compliments. But thank you for saying that.
I would have never guessed it. You seem pretty confident.
How so?
Wearing cosplay to school, approaching me, not caring what others think?
Yeah. Dressing like this makes me get into the role I'm playing, and then I don't have to be myself. Usually, I'm really shy.
I get it, but trust me, you have no reason to be shy. You really are beautiful. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, thanks. You're not, bad-looking yourself.
Yeah? Did I really say, yeah? Oh my god. Awkward silence. So, first meeting? What's it about?
Right. Well, it was only supposed to be about meeting all the people. In this case, only you and me.
Okay, so tell me something about yourself.
You put me on the spot now, didn't you? Let's see. I like cosplaying games, but duh, you already knew that. I like the whole post-apocalyptic theme.
Have you played Fallout?
Oh my god, yes! My favorite game!
I haven't really played a lot of Fallout. They say New Vegas is good and I've got it, I just haven't played it. Mine too, except Fallout 76. That one sucks. Man, this game is a bit newer than I thought it was.
I agree 100%. I think if I saw a guy wearing the Fallout vault suit, I'd instantly drop to my knees and suck.
She abruptly stops talking.
I can't believe I said that out loud. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
An attempt to break the silence. So yeah, great game.
Yeah. I think I should get going.
If you play Cyberpunk 2077? Yeah, gotta take a dump anyway. Why the fuck would I say that? What's wrong with me? I don't even have to go number two.
Okay.
Ellie leaves the bathroom. Thank God the day is repeating. Otherwise, I doubt she'd ever have talked to me again. This was so awkward. You wait a few minutes to make sure Ellie left and you rush back home. What you doing?
None of your business.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
What is it then?
Like I said, none of your business.
So, anything exciting happen lately?
Can't you see I'm watching TV? Don't you have anything better to do?
Fine, I'll leave you alone. Maybe I can figure out how to brighten her mood. I could find a hint on her laptop. What else can I do around the house?
Why are you staring at me?
Oh, sorry. That's probably the wrong girl. That's... no. Jessica finds out I touched her laptop, I'm dead. Well, hopefully she won't. It's password protected. How do I find the password? Guess I'll try finding it somehow. Nope, I'm a-clicking everywhere, and I don't see shit. Nothing is highlighting. Not that good at cooking. Maybe I should leave it to Mother. Can't go to town. Days repeating, working on the assignment makes no sense. Any progress I make will reset anyway. But it's different with people. I can figure out new things about them and use that to my advantage. Maybe there's something on Google that can help me understand why the day is repeating. Sometime later, after finding nothing of note, you turn off the PC. Suddenly, you hear the front door open. That must be Mother. You head over to the kitchen. Hey!
Oh, hi.
How was work?
Like any other day. How was school?
Same as yesterday, I guess. Pun intended.
Lunch will be ready in a few minutes. Could you help me set the table?
Sure thing. Few minutes. She just got home. She's fast. You set the table, and soon enough, food was ready. Jessica, lunch is ready.
Yeah, coming.
A few minutes later, the three of you sit down at the table. Mother and Jessica started talking. This time, you decided to listen.
Have you started looking for a job? I'm looking. It's not like we need the money. I told you already, it's not about money. It's about you having something to do, besides feeling sorry for yourself all day long. Fine, I'll find a job. Where's Megan?
You swallow the food. 5, 4, 3. Suddenly, Megan walks into the living room. Missed by 2 seconds, but I'll get better at this.
Speak of the devil.
Hey!
Where were you?
Oh, you know, here and there.
Sit down and eat.
Already eaten.
Megan gracefully hopped over to the couch and turned on the TV. Again, you could see an irritated smile form on your mother's lips.
I need a drink.
Okay, so now we're at the other part of the day. Maybe I should loosen up with the questions about her big secret for the rest of the day. Anything good on TV?
No, not really. Where are you going?
On a date?
Who's it with?
Bye, Megan.
Ugh, she never tells me anything.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
She's been so mean ever since she moved back home.
Agreed. Remember how nice she was before she moved out?
Yeah, her last relationship messed her up.
Yup. From what I know, she was living with her boyfriend for a year and a half. They broke up 4 months ago, and she's been back ever since. But it looks like she's moving on.
True. Hopefully her temper improves.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I won't see it improve because I'm stuck in this day.
You're right. There's nothing on TV. I'm going to my room.
Okay, see ya. Thank God for TV on demand. Now I can catch up with all the shows that I missed. You watch TV for the rest of the afternoon.
If Elizabeth asks, tell her I went outside.
Where are you going?
Out.
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 Okay, I'll tell her. Can't you at least say thanks?
Thanks. Thanks.
What is that? Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe it? We got a thanks out of Jessica. But seriously, she doesn't look half bad in that dress. With nothing else to do, you continue watching TV. Sometime later, you hear Mother coming down the stairs.
What are you still doing awake?
Oh, nothing. Watching TV. I think she's drunk.
It's late. Go to bed.
Yeah, you're right. Just as you were leaving...
Wait.
Yes?
Where's Jessica? I thought she was down here since she wasn't in her room.
She said she's going out for a bit and she'll be home soon. Maybe it's better if I don't tell her the truth. She seems stressed out enough as it is.
Oh. Okay. Good night.
Good night, Mother. Hear a strange noise coming out of Megan's room. You hear what you think is a moan coming from behind the door. Oh, is she doing what I think she's doing? You try opening the door. Locked.
Who's there?
Shit, she heard me. You quickly go to your room. Well, it's Megan. Masturbating? Why am I even thinking about this? Okay, focus. I need to figure out when the day resets. You sit down at your PC and start playing games. This should help pass the time. Later that night, you hear Jessica coming up the stairs, just like last time. Ugh, I'm getting sleepy. 2 hours later, it's 3 a.m., still nothing. Clock shifts over to 3:15. So it's 3:15. Here we go again. You get out of the bed. What time was it? Around 3:15? Makes no sense. In order to reduce repetition in the game, some events will be automatically skipped. For example, the conversation you have with Jessica each morning is skipped. Also, if you want to answer Zoe's phone call, you can click on the phone here when you get in the free roam mode. Now, if you look towards the top left corner of the screen, you'll see that an icon appeared. Clicking on it will bring up your cell phone menu. Try it. There are a couple things you can do in this menu. First, you can view the gallery. This will be a nice reward once you finish all the main stories. Good luck. There's several. Next is the hidden events button. After you find certain events scattered throughout the game, you can rewatch them using this button. Similarly, we have the relive button. You'll have to find these events too, but they're a lot easier to stumble upon. After you do, they'll be rewatchable by using this button. Last of the buttons is the walkthrough button. With it, you can check how to find all hidden events. Don't worry, the hidden events can still be found even without the walkthrough. And finally, the round gray button on the bottom is the back button. You'll use it to turn off the cell phone menu when you're done. Also, clicking anywhere except the phone will also turn the phone off. Next up is the quick travel button. There's a new way to navigate through rooms in each location called the quick travel button. Click here. You can choose any of these and be instantly transported there. Of course, you can still traverse manually like you did before. You can also skip the time of day you're currently in. Do this by clicking on the forward button in the top right corner. That one on the left. The little images next to it show what time of day you're currently in. In addition, the current time of day will be written underneath, as you can see right now. Remember, there's 5 time cycles: morning, noon, afternoon, evening, and night. If you skip while it's night, the day will reset and you'll be back in your bed at morning. Hint, go check Megan's room in the morning. You're now in free roam mode. Tutorial end. Well, I don't know why they had that, but that's the tutorial. Okay, so now we're in the game proper. They've streamlined it. Okay, now we're noon. You can only go to school. You can go home. Can't go there yet. Can't go there yet. So we're just gonna go forward into... Alright. Don't skip Jessica.
Oh, and please...
It is clean.
You're right. It's got nothing to do with me. But God forbid you bring a girl home one day. It would be nice to spare her from seeing the kind of filth you live in.
Ha! I'm supposed to be taking dating advice from you. Exactly how many boyfriends have you had again? I've lost count.
Fuck you. Why don't you keep your mouth shut about things you know nothing about?
Jessica storms out, slamming the door behind her. Well, that escalated quickly. Sigh. I probably shouldn't have got so personal. Maybe I should apologize. Few moments later.
Okay, you can come in. Shoot.
You in a rush? You look like you're in a rush.
Oh, yeah. I need to take care of some errands.
Nice. Can I come with you? Let's see if this works.
It's just boring stuff. I can do it by myself.
Seriously, it's not a problem.
Nah, I'll handle it.
Fine, this got me nowhere.
Anyways, like you said, I'm in a rush. See you at school.
Yeah, see ya. Megan leaves. Maybe I'll find out something new at school. Okay, so there's 3 stories. 7 stories. Active quest 3 of 7. Okay. So this isn't like your normal visual novel. It's got a lot that you, like, I don't know. I literally do not know how we're gonna play this. I mean, it was fun for a while, but now it's getting into like a game mode, so... It's a little different. It's going to be me going back and forth through crap. I don't know how many of you guys that are here for a story really want to see that. I might be cutting this one out just because of that. It seems like it would be better just played through as a regular game. I don't know. I mean, I can go through some of the stuff, but... Again before class. Alright. I mean, there's so much you can do with the quests and all that. But it's not really a straightforward story. So, I don't know. That's Elizabeth. Hey, can we talk?
Get the hell out of my room. I already have enough people giving me crap about my dating life. I don't need to be reminded of it by you as well.
You're right. I'm sorry I threw it in your face like that. Guess I'm just a little stressed out right now and kind of snapped at you.
Don't worry about it. By the way, what do you have to be stressed about? It's not girl-related, is it?
I wish. I haven't been as fortunate in that department as you, no offense. Anyway, I don't want to go into detail, but let's just say some unexpected stuff came up.
Sounds mysterious. I'm almost curious.
Well, too bad. That's all I'm gonna spill.
You know I can be very persuasive, right? It would only be a matter of time before I wrang it out of you. But for your sake, it's a good thing I don't care enough to bother trying.
I'm touched. So, we good?
Yeah, at least until the next time you put your foot in your mouth and end up offending me.
Jessica grins cheekily. So, I'll be apologizing sometime tonight again, probably.
You better not. There's only so much abuse I can take before I smother you in your sleep. So, tread lightly. Now get out of here. I need to get dressed.
Got it. Okay. Oh, well, here we are back at school. I don't know, guys, let me know if you want me to continue with this one, because it's literally, just a game now, to where it's not really a straightforward story, and you have to go back through all kinds of different things to actually get the story to progress. I don't know how fun that's going to be for you guys. I think a lot of you guys come here to actually listen to a story. So, I don't think this is going to be one that we could really do, and there's definitely other ones that we can start right away, like Summer's Gone, for example, or maybe some of the other games that you guys picked and thought were pretty cool when I did the teasers. So I'll go through some more of those, but we might be done with less theory. It's something that I can probably go through myself pretty quickly, but it doesn't seem like it's a very story-driven kind of thing, so yeah, we'll probably have to back out of it. But we did cover it for a little bit, and at least get you guys interested. It doesn't cost that much on itch.io, and you also have a Season 2, I believe. So check that out. I think there's a Season 3, but I'm not sure. No, I think there's just a Season 2. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more. Well, not more of this, but with something else. I'll see you guys later. I'm out.